Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just praise you this morning, oh God. We honor you as King. We honor you as Lord. We honor you as Shepherd. Nobody greater, nobody greater. Even the song that says, nobody greater can touch how great you are. You are greater than we can ever think or imagine. You are all-powerful. You are almighty. Nobody greater. Nobody holier. Nobody can compare to how awesome you are, how powerful you are. You are great in the heavens. You are great in the earth. And, Father, we are thanking you this morning that you allow us, mere human beings, to be born in your image. You're the one who protects us when the enemy comes in like a flood. You always raise that standard, and we are so grateful to you, Father. We are grateful, Lord God, that you are our King, you are our Shepherd, you are our Lord, you are Daddy God, you are our Father. Hallelujah. Oh, we are privileged, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to have you as our Savior. Hallelujah. Father, I cover us, our families, our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God surround and protect our lives from destruction in the name of Jesus. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and protect us. Let your glory be our covering and protect our backs in the name of Jesus. Hold us up, and we will be safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. We run into it, and we are safe. Lord, you make us to dwell in safety. Set us in safety from them who puff at us. Let us dwell in our land safely. Lead us safely, Lord, and we will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm every one of our enemies. Let us lie down and rest in safety. We will dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. Keep us as the apple of your eye and hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. We will trust in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will we trust. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for being our covert from the storm and the rain. Be our covert from the wind and the tempest, oh God. Cover our heads in the day of battle. Cover us with the shadow of your hand. Cover us with your feathers, O God. Be our defense and our refuge, Father God. Defend us and deliver us. Let your glory be our defense. Defend us from those who rise up against us. Lord, you are our shield and our hiding place. Lord, surround us with your shield of protection. Bring them down, Lord, and with your shield. Bring them down, Lord. You are our shield. Let your truth be our shield. Lord, you are our sun and our shield. Lord, you are our shield and exceeding great reward. We are not afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us because you are our shield. In the name of Jesus, you are a strong tower from the enemy. We trust in you like never before. And Father, we thank you all for being our great King, our Lord and our Savior. Father, I lift up everyone who's on Bible Storyland this morning, particularly the children. And Father, we lift up the children and their families. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for protection. And Lord, we cry out. You said, let the wailing women cry out, oh God. Let the weeping women cry out. So we cry out for our children. Our children are in trouble. Our land is being destructed. Our land is in trouble. Oh, God, you said if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways and follow you, then you will hear from heaven and you will heal our land. And Lord, our land need a healing today like never before. Our land need to be healed from murder, Our land needs to be healed from Mokoshe drug abuse. Our land needs to be healed from all kind of abuse against the children and violence sent against our children. Every evil demon, Mokoshabaka, sent Yeke Orabaka to exact upon our children. Yoko, you can't do it. We send the fire of God against you. Our children are covered with the blood. They are shielded by the Almighty Father. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that Yoko Shabaka, every one of our children are safe and under the shadow of your wings. You are protecting them, O God. And, Lord, our land needs to be healed. Moko Shabaka de Ekura Baka de Ke, from that proud spirit. In the name of Jesus, our land needs to be healed from the spirit of abortion. Moko Shabaka. Our land needs to be healed from the spirit of anger. Moku Shabaka. Our land needs to be healed from the spirit, Yoko, of confusion. Our land needs to be healed. Moku Shabaka de E. From the spirit of fornication, Mokoshabaka, our land need to be healed from the spirit of adultery. Our land need to be healed from the spirit of violence. Mokoshabaka deke, our land need to be healed from Mokoshe, a spirit of Mokoshabaka, lying, Mokoshitin, Mokoshabaka de Ekurabaka. Oh Lord, heal our land, heal our land. We ask forgiveness for every sin, the sin of murder, the sin of rape, the sin of child abuse, the sin of confusion, the sin, Mokoshabaka, of violence, Mokoshabaka de. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us for the sin, Yoko, of rape and incest, Mokoshabaka, against our children. Forgive us, Lord God, for adultery, fornication, Mokoshe, a lying spirit. Forgive us, O God, creating us a clean heart. O God, release your spirit upon this land again. We cry out, Lord, have mercy. Mercy, O God, mercy. O Father God, you promised that your mercies will be brand new every day. And we need more mercy. We need more mercy. We need mercy in every one of our cities in America. Every one of our cities throughout the world, we need more mercy. Give us mercy. Mercy, O God. Mercy, Lord. Have mercy, O God. Stop the violence. Stop the crime. Stop, Mokoshabaka, all those that are trying to take our children out before their purpose is fulfilled. Stand up for our children's help. Be their shield. Be their buckler, O God. We repent, Father God, for allowing the enemy to come in against our children. Right now we stand up, O God, and we cover our children with the blood in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against them will prosper in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we pray Psalms 91 over our children. In the name of Jesus, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, you are a refuge, you are a fortress. My God, in you will we trust. Surely you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we trust. Your truth shall be our shield and our buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation, there shall no evil befall us, neither our children or our families, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. You shall, Father God, give your angels charge over us to keep us in all your ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because you have set your love upon us, therefore will you deliver us. You will set us on high because we have known your name. O Father God, when we call upon you, you will answer us. You will be with us in trouble. You will deliver us and honor us. With long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. What a mighty God you are. What a great God you are. What a great day it is to praise the Lord.
Yes.
His loving kindness towards us is great.
Yes.
His tender mercy is beyond measure.
Yes.
We are grateful to our God whose image we are made in. God's loving kindness extends to our seed, our children. Our children are precious to us, but they're even more precious and more vital to the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Matthew 19:14, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and he departed. Today is Children's Day. We come this morning to bless our children. Let's follow Jesus' commandment to train up the children in the way he or she should go, and when they are old, they won't depart from it. When we train up our children the way they should go, it is like building a record on the inside, a recording on the inside of them. And the things that we are training them up is instilled on the inside of them. So I thank God for teaching us as adults how to train up our children in the way they should go.
Crying.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. That child was 5 years old, 5 years old. I'd like to have a conversation with them. That was taped some time ago. But I thank God for our children. And that just shows you they can be trained up. They can be taught. Guess what? It takes time. It takes time. We can't spend time in front of the TV and teach our children. We can't spend time out playing golf and teach our children. We can't spend time on the basketball court. We can't spend time, you know, getting our nails done and doing the cell phone thing. You know, it takes time. We could train them up in the car. We could say, well, now, here, baby, here's your Bible verse today. And you can give them a Bible verse every day until they learn it. And then once they learn that Bible verse, give them another one. That's train them up. He said, write it on the doorposts of your houses. You can put it on the TV. Put a big old, you know, sign on the TV with the scriptures on it. Shut it down. Yeah, our children, you know, shut the computers down. Sit down and talk to your children. Say, what happened in school today? Don't let them say nothing, because a lot happened. Trust me. I've been subbing in the public schools for the last few months, and a lot is happening in the schools. You as parents need to go visit. Your mouths would fly open. Yeah, at your little darling. They would fly open. You go like, oh, my God. Is this a school or is this a school? Is this an educational institution or what is it? It's not like it used to be. The devil is taking over the classroom. We got to go and take it by force. Take back our schools from the devil. We can do it. We are children of the Most High God. He commanded us to train up the children the way they should go. Parents have a say-so as to how their children are being taught and what they're being taught. Don't just stand there and allow your children to go to school and get the pill and don't tell you and get this done and don't tell you and sneak out to the bathroom. Then in the 5 minutes, you know, period, when the bell rings, sometimes the teacher lose track of them. They're only one person. Go in there and walk the halls and pray. Walk around the buildings and pray. Walk around the neighborhood and pray. Too many of our children are getting gunned down in the schools. Yesterday, when I was subbing, a child raised a hand and told me a little boy was cutting a child's hair with a pair of scissors. Now, I'm sitting there right in front of them. But I tell you what. It's impossible to see everything, but God had that child to tell me that. Now, he meant no viciousness towards her. He liked her, but that's how he showed it. He didn't know no difference. So I took the little, it was a little tiny pair of scissors about the size of my little finger. He meant no harm. He was just, he liked her. That's the way he knew to show that he liked her. But we got to check our children's book sacks. They correct me in the school when I say book bag and book sack. So, you know, whatever you call them, check them out. Make them empty them daily on the floor. Here, come on. Sometimes pop up in the school. Don't even tell them you coming. My mother used to pop up in the school. She said, listen, this is my daughter. She's never given any trouble, but if she does, send a note home. We didn't have a telephone. I bet you I've never brought a note home. I didn't want to beat him. You know, it wasn't no such thing as abuse. No, your parents did what God told them to do when I was a child. God said if you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. My mother obeyed God, and she wasn't even following him. By, she wasn't even, you know, calling on him at that time. But thank God she did before she left here. Those old parents, sometimes they tell young people, now listen, do this, do that. And they look at you like, You don't know. She don't know what they're talking about. Younger generation need to listen because the elder generation are here to help us. So let's move right along. I thank God for that 5-year-old who's being trained. You know, you could train up a baby. You could start with the clapping of the hands and singing, Jesus loves me, with the baby in the womb. And when they come here, they can start. Trust me. Listen, they listen in the womb. Lay your hands on the unborn baby and say, Daddy love you. Mama love you. Can't wait for you to get here. We want you. Too many mothers are, you know, rejecting the babies in the womb. Too many fathers are rejecting the babies in the womb. That's a sin and abomination before God. We got to love the babies. We got to tell the young women, don't abort those babies. If you don't want them, put them up for adoption. God gave them to you, but if you don't want the gift that's in you, put them up for adoption. Give them to me, I'll take them. We got to stop and talk to the younger women. Don't say, oh, they don't listen to me. Well, tell them anyway. It says, younger women, be trained by the older women. Older women, older men, train the younger men. So we got to teach them regardless of whether they listen or not. As I said before, today is Children's Day. Oh, we have some mighty people on with us today. We have Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning. How are you, Minister Donna? Uh-oh, hold on. Let me try again. She was right here. Hold on. Minister Donna Hawkins. Can you hear me? All right. I don't know. We got a little static on the line. She was on a minute ago. She'll be back on. I don't know what occurred, but she'll be back on. Let me see here what happened. I don't see her right now. Minister Stacy, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. We got a little static on the line. I don't know where it's coming from. I didn't know if we had gotten cut off. Hold on, Jackie's on here. Hold on. Hello, Jackie? All right, she'll be back. She'll be back on in a few minutes. I can't hear them right now.
Put the TV on me, please. Put it on. Mute it. Hey, good morning, Carice. I'm sorry, darling.
How you doing, Jackie?
Good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm doing all right. Just say that. I'm all right.
Amen. I'm glad you got back safe and sound from Paducah, Kentucky. I was trying to get.
Oh, yeah. I had a chance to visit my family and relatives. I was glad to see everybody. Got a chance to spend time with my auntie, sisters, and everything. It was the best funeral I've been to in a long time. It was a nice home going.
Who was it for?
It was for my husband's cousin, Chuck Williams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he passed, but he said the guy, the man that was preaching, which is his son-in-law, he said, Chuck set you all up because I'm going to preach to you all. I'm going to preach your priest Easter program because I know most of y'all won't make it to church tomorrow. And that was so great. They couldn't go to sleep, but he was a powerful preacher. They could every time they would nod off, he'd get them up.
I hear you. What you going to sing today?
The Children's Day?
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Oh,
okay,
give thanks
all right.
Unto the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Right, for our children. All right, for everything he's done.
I'll tell you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Yeah, you sound all right. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy. He's worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy. He's worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. Yes, he is good. For he is good. For he is worthy. He's worthy. Yes, he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For he is good. Yes, 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 he is good.
Amen.
Amen. He is good. All right.
Yes, Lord.
I was trying to, I thought Minister Donna Hawkins was on, but there's someone else from Paducah on with us this morning. I thank God for them.
Amen.
All right, I just sent her a text. Maybe she's with her mom this morning. But I thank God for each of you this morning. Thank you so much, Jackie.
All right.
Tell me, what's his name again? You, Mr. Harold, I said hello. All right. Well, moving right along. Maybe Minister Don will come on later. I thank God we are giving thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Well, we have another woman of God on with us from Houston, Texas. She has been coming on with us for a number of years now, about 4 years, Karen Itell. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
All right. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, well, praise the Lord for you in Houston, Texas. Well, what you gonna play? What you gonna play for us this morning?
Clap your hands, all ye people.
All right. Y'all ain't doing my favorite children's songs this morning. Can you do Father Abraham instead?
Yes, I can.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I will do that.
Orlando to celebrate.
Wow, am I invited?
I don't know.
I have to fill out a slip to go, huh?
Yeah. You're welcome to come.
I'm just kidding you, Bianca. What are y'all going to sing this morning, you and your mom?
Do You Love Jesus? Come
here. Oh, yeah, my favorite. Okay.
Favorite song.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Go ahead.
Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I talk about deep, down, down, way down in your heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I talk about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart.
Do you love
Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Thank you all so much. That's one of my favorite ones that you all sing. You all are great singers, but that's one of my favorite ones. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, 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 way down in your heart. You know, the first commandment that God gave us, he says we're to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and then we're to love each other like we love ourselves. Now, that's deep. That's way down in our heart. I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. God bless all of you who've been singing and playing music unto the Lord, and even those who are singing in their spirit. I thank God for you. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon our guest speaker. The Lord has anointed him to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent him to bind up the brokenhearted, to claim liberty to the captives, and to open the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance to our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. We are grateful this morning to have Apostle Craig Donnelly. We thank God for him accepting our invitation to speak on Bible Storyland on Children's Day. He is a vessel chosen by God. He and his lovely wife, Prophetess Tiffany, they pastor Word of Life Ministries, which they founded in 2006. And their best scripture, this is a scripture that describes them, their relationship, Ecclesiastes 4:9, which says, two are better than one. So I thank God. He's a great man of God. I met him at the church at one time. Then I met him at his cousin's house. So I thank God for this couple. And I saw some of their beautiful children. Oh, my God. I just thank the Lord for he and his family. Good morning, Apostle Donnelly again. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great.
Amen. We are so happy you could join us. Let God have his way this morning. You can bring the word.
Amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I am honored for this opportunity this morning to be with you all. I thank God for Sister G. Amen. I met her a year ago. She is a wonderful, beautiful person. I just thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Today, amen, we want to come from 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. The 8th verse. Boy, how that many oppositions and trials and things that was going on in my life, and one of the things that struck me the most was fear. And I was afraid that I was going to die at a young age, early in my life. The enemy began to torment me and tell me that I was going to die. And from that time on, I was afraid. I was afraid, and fear began to grip me as I was a little boy. And how that fear caused me to miss many opportunities. Fear caused a stumbling block. Fear caused the stump of growth. I wasn't able to grow and was not able to comprehend or understand what I was being taught and what was teaching me, and understanding that fear is a demon that torments people. It caused people to be afraid. It caused them to be frightened. And so here I want to pull out from this text that we're going to speak on today, which 1 Samuel the 17th chapter, verse 8, and we're going to begin to read. It said, "Then he stood and cried out to the army of Israel and said to them, 'Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And you, the servant of Saul, chose a man for yourself. And let him come down to me.'" Verse 9, "If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servant and serve us." Verse 10, "And the Philistine said, 'I defy the army of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.' When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid." Here, and this particular event, this setting here, is talking about an army of the Philistine and an army of Israel. And Goliath is, amen, the main character of this particular event. Goliath, we realize that Goliath was a giant. And it said that Goliath was 9 feet tall and 9 inches. 9 feet and 9 inches tall. He was a giant. And so Goliath and the Philistine, they challenged the children of Israel, King Saul and his brothers David. And you must understand that what happened here, that this giant began to challenge them and talk and defile their God, and it caused them to be frightened. It caused them to be afraid. And so at this particular moment that the king is afraid and the brothers is afraid. So God sent forth David, amen, into the meet with them, meet with the brothers to take them something to eat. We want to paraphrase this. And as David, the shepherd boy that was out in the field, and his father called him in and said, "David, go and check on your brothers and take them something to eat." And David rose up early in the morning to go check on his little brothers and see what was going on. And David hear about how that this giant began to defile and talk about their God. And David could not understand how that the king and his brother was afraid. And see, you must understand, it's something about being afraid, because what happened that when you are afraid, it calls fear. Being afraid, afraid, which meaning to fear or be afraid, to stand in awe, to be awed, to be fearful and dreadful. Fear would cripple you. It would paralyze you. And my mind goes back when I was young, and when we got ready to get into a fight, an altercation, we drew a line. Just as the Philistine was on one side and the Israel was on the other side, and there was a valley in between, which represent today as you would draw a line, saying, now, if you cross this line, it's on. That's how we fought. And so it lets me know that they were challenging Israel. But here in being challenged, sometimes being challenged would strike fear. So he struck fear in their heart. It's something when someone strikes fear in your heart, it will cause such a spirit of depression. Uh-huh. And so many times when you are struck with fear, it will cause anxiety. And so the king was afraid, and the brother was afraid, but little David was not afraid. So you must understand that when David heard about this, and he said, what must I do? From the verse 20, and this is what it began to say, is so David rose early in the morning and left the sheep with the keepers, and took the things and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistine had drawn up in battle array, the army against army. And David left his supply in the hand of the supply keeper, ran to the army, and came and greeted his brother. Then he talked with them. There was the champion, the Goliath. Goliath was someone that grew up being a warrior, never lost a battle. It reminds me in school that there's a bully, and sometimes as kids, we get bullied by someone that is bigger than us, someone that is brave, and someone that is talking about us, someone that is causing and striking fear in our heart. So we are scared, so we give our money. And today's society, even now that children are scared even to walk to school, they're afraid someone is going to shoot them, someone is going to rob them, someone is going to steal them. The enemy have struck fear in our heart. But the Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. We must understand that even in today's society, all the violence and the murder that's going on, that we got to trust in God. We have to plead the blood over our kids. Children, I come to let you know that you don't have to be afraid, that you can call upon the name of the Lord, that you can trust in God. There's power in the name of Jesus. As you're going through whatever thing that is going on in your life, as you're going to school, begin to pray. Call on Jesus. Plead the blood. You don't have to be afraid of the enemy. You don't have to be afraid to die. But if you just believe in Jesus, Jesus will protect you. He will cover you. He will be there for you in the midst of your sabbatical. You don't have to be afraid when people see, it's something when people begin to talk about you. See, you must understand that words hurt. Words carry weight. And many times people begin to say words. See, what happened was Goliath began to speak, and he began to say things that caused fear, that struck fear in their heart. So they was afraid. So they was frightened. Yeah, words carry weight. Many times there's kids that say things and those things that prick our heart, those things that tear down our image, those things that will cause a dilemma, that will cause things in our life and tear down our character. So yes, words hurt. So you have to ignore the fact. So many times as being children, the Bible said that a soft answer would turn away wrath. There's sometimes you got to resist violence, resist confrontation. It, when sometimes people say things and kids do things, you might have to go to an adult. You might have to go to somebody that can help you, because there's, the battle is not yours. There's some battle we need not to get involved in. There's some fight that we need to turn away from. Sometimes you got to turn away from violence, confrontation. You have to turn away from those things. So you have to find somebody that, that you can cleave to, somebody that can help you. And so what happened was, David believed in the Lord God. He realized that the battle was not here. He understood that there's no way that by him being a short stature man that he was not able to stand up against this giant. So everybody looked at the size of this giant, because this giant was 9 feet and 9 inches tall. He was so tall and so big that he struck fear and they was frightened. There are some giants that's in our life that we is not able to stand up against. There are some things that's going on in our life as children that we is not able to handle. We have to call on God, and we have to tell our parents. You can't be afraid. The enemy said that I'm going to kill you if you say something. There's time that the enemy uses people, and people do things as rape, and they do things that touch and fumble on our child, on our girls, on our boys. They want to tamper. They want to feel on us. They want to touch us. But I'm here to let you know that you have to tell somebody. Don't be afraid. Don't allow the enemy to silence you. Don't allow the enemy to put you in a corner and you can't come out. You got to tell somebody. You got to be able to, my God, to reach out to somebody, that somebody will help you. And if you can't get to somebody, God answer prayers. Oh, my God. The Bible says the affection, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Little people, young people, you is able. God hear the prayer of the righteous. He will hear you. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God will save you in the midst of adversity, in the midst of trials, in the midst of trouble. God will save you. The Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lift up a stand. When the enemy comes up against you, God will rescue you. He is your deliverer. He will deliver you out of every affliction, out of every dilemma, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through. Just call upon God, because he's there. He's waiting for you to call on him. Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You don't have to be afraid. And even the enemy that comes, even in the night hours, he come to torment you. He come to frustrate you. But I come to let you know that if you begin to pray and say, Jesus, 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 you might not know the words. You might not know every scripture, but there's power in the name of Jesus. If you just continue to call on Jesus, Jesus will rescue you. He will come and fight and defend for you. So whatever battle that you're going, whatever battle that's going on in your life, in school, whatever is going on in your home, whatever violence that have occurred, whatever situation that have occurred, whatever thing that you're going through, young people, adults, everyone that's up under the sound of my voice, fret not thyself because of evildoers. You don't have to be afraid because of them doing evil. You don't have to be afraid because what they say that they're going to do to you. But if you continue to trust in God, he said, vengeance is mine. He will repay every man. So now in this text here, David began to understand that he could not win this battle on his own. And see, you must understand that David was a shepherd boy. Yet David was in the field and he began to tend to the sheep. It lets me know, my God, it don't matter how young you are. It don't matter how little you are. It does not matter. But if you have God on your side, he is more than they that is against you. God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? It don't matter who comes up against you. God is for you. When you got God on your side, you can't lose. When you got God on your side, you shall prevail. When you got God on your side, victory is yours. See, you must understand, because the enemy wants to silence you and shut up your mouth. But I'm here to tell you, as you begin to open up your mouth and speak, because he said death and life is in the power of your tongue. It matters what you say. It matters how you say a thing. It matters. Because if you don't stand up to your enemy, if you don't let the devil know, you got to let the devil know that he cannot destroy you. He cannot take your life. You got to let the enemy know, enough is enough. Don't touch me. Don't play with me. You got to stand up for what's right. You got to stand up and protect yourself. Don't allow people to say in and everything to you. You got to let the devil know, because if you don't stand up, my God, who will stand up for you unless you ask somebody, involve somebody else in to help you? So David realized that in this battle that he cannot fight this battle on his own. So David began to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible said that David got full 5 smooth stones. And David got his slingshot. It reminded me back then when I was young, I had a slingshot. And we used to get rocks, and we used to pull back our slingshot, and we used to hit birds, and we used to hit people, and we used to hit things. It's something about a slingshot. So, but David, with all of his strength, David ran up and said, "You have defiled my God." See, it's something about when somebody talk about your mother. It's something when somebody talk about your friend. You want to protect them. My God. But see, in this day of society, you can't take matters in your own hand. You can't fight anymore, because people will pull out a gun. They will pull out a knife. So you can't fight now like we used to fight back then. See, you got to fight smart now. You got to fight with wisdom now. You can't fight on your own now. You got to fight with God. You got to fight with the police officer. You got to get somebody to defend. The Bible says that Jesus is an advocate. He is standing on the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession for you and I. So in other words, Jesus will fight for you. It's his job to defend. It's his job to protect. His job to watch over you. It is his job to uphold and uplift you. It's Jesus' job. He's just waiting on you to call on him. So don't be afraid. Don't be fretting. Don't be scared. You don't have to be. Because when fear comes, it comes to paralyze you. It comes to grip you. It comes, my God, to shut you down. But faith, you got to have. The Bible says that we should be bold as a lion. So David realized that the Spirit of the Lord was with him, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he began to rub back his slingshot with a stone, and he ran back hard as he can, and he released that stone, and that stone hit that giant right between his eyes and the forehead, and the Bible said that he fell down. Ah, God, yes, he destroyed the enemy, that giant that caused fear and struck fear in the whole army of Israel and King Saul and the brothers. And you would think that the brothers would stand up on his behalf to fight for him, but they was afraid. When there's a friend that is afraid and nobody else can help you, you go to somebody that's stronger than you are. You go to somebody that can help you. So I say unto us, fret not thyself because of evildoer. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to thy own understanding, but acknowledge God in all thy ways. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Understanding that you got to fear God, not fear man. Fear not him that is just able to destroy the body, but fear him that is able to destroy the flesh in the soul. Trust in God. He is your refuge. He is your battle axe. He is the strong tower. God is your weapon. He is your judge. He is your lawyer. He is everything you need him to be. Trust in God. There's no battle that you can't win if you got the Lord on your side. Victory is in you. You got to be bold and face all of your giants. Face them with God on your side. Face them with the word in your mouth. Because you have the power to change every situation. It's in you. It's in the word. Allow the word to fight and defend for you. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with us. The word is with us. The word is in us. The word is nigh even in that mouth. As you speak the word will fight and defend. The word will work for you. Prayer is the key. Whatever situation you're going through, pray. Seek God. Call on his name. And you will win that battle. For me, it took God. Fear had gripped me for almost 20 years until I got hold of God. And faith is your medicine. Faith. Faith is everything. Faith. Trusting in God. Believing in the word. Believing in Jesus. And you can't go wrong. It's faith. Faith. Having faith in God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things which not seen. You might not see it. You might not understand. But faith. God will manifest his power. God will intervene. So weary not in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit school. Don't believe and have hope. Don't lose hope. Believe in God. Trust in him. You shall pass. I bind up the spirit of fear that have gripped the loins, fear that have paralyzed and crippled them, have become a stumbling block, fear that have stumped the growth. I declare and decree, God, that they will have and they will live and they will survive. I declare and decree faith. Faith, God, and boldness. They will be bold as a lion. They will come up out of every dilemma, every situation. I declare, God, that they will not be afraid of their past. They will not be afraid of that sister, that brother, the enemy, people that's in the street. They will not be afraid. We bind up the spirit of fear. I declare that fear is bound and blocked from their life. They will increase in faith. They will believe. They will trust. They will move in faith. They will operate in faith. I release faith, God, in their mind, in their heart, God, and I bind and cast out fear out of their lungs, out of their heart, out of their mind. I release the spirit of faith. They shall believe that they can make it. They shall succeed, God. They will be successful. I release the anointing to succeed, God, in school. Lord, God, release the anointing, God, an entrepreneur. I release the anointing, God, Lord, of teachers, of Lord. God, that you will raise them up, God. They will be men and women of war. God, I thank you even now, God. I speak to them, God. I declare, God, victory, God. Faith, God, faith walkers, faith talkers, faith movers, faith builders. I release the spirit of faith in their soul, in their hearts, in their mind. And I say, rise up, young people, and be faith talkers and faith walkers and faith builders. I say, God, raise them up to be mighty men and women of faith. Lord, I thank you for the David that's in their life. Lord God, that they will be little Davids. And Lord God, that they will be little Deborahs. Lord God, I thank you for them even now, God. Lord God, that they will not be afraid anymore, but they will be bold as a lion. Lord, I thank you, God, for giving them courage. Thank you for giving them courage this day, this moment, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Oh, my God. What did I tell you? I tell you, it's a great man of God. You know, greatness run in families. Last week, his cousin spoke, Minister Sherry Green, and this week, Apostle Craig Donnelly. Hallelujah. Faith. He talks about fear. You know, fear, someone told me if fear was false evidence appearing real. It's not really real. It appears to be real. Your heart can pump fast when you're in fear. But, you know, like he said, God is with you. When God is with you, who can be against you? Nobody. So I thank God, Apostle Donnelly, you are full of the word. And we'll be inviting you to come on again soon to speak with us. Awesome, powerful message of the Lord about David and victorious people. So I thank God for you and your family. Blessings.
Amen. Thank you. I'm honored.
We're not finished. Salvation. Salvation is a gift offered to us by our Heavenly Father. You know what the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10? If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus on the third day, then you can be saved. God does not want anybody lost. He wants everybody to be saved from their sins and to live a righteous life. Now, he don't want you just to be saved and live any kind of way. No, God is requiring holiness of us. So if you are not saved, press 1, and we'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Press 1. All right, nobody pressed 1, so I thank God for all those on here are saved. But if anybody comes on who's not saved, oh, you know, God is, he one time winked at ignorance, but now he's calling men everywhere to come to repentance. So we got to repent before the Lord, ask for forgiveness, because, you know, he said we were born in sin from our mother's belly. So we got to ask forgiveness. You know, we're born into evil ways and devious things and things we you know, do, shouldn't do. But when we come to the knowledge of truth, we can accept God as our Lord and Savior. Backsliding is a dangerous way to live. Trust me, I've been a backslider before. It's a dangerous way to live. But God had mercy on me. In order to move forward in our relationship with God, we must live holy, righteous lives. We must not give him lip service. We got to honor God with our whole heart. So, you know, we got to do what the Bible says to do. God honors his word above his name. So do I. It's testimony time. Anybody got a quick testimony? We got time for about 2 quick testimonies. Press 1 if you have not already done so. Testimony time.
Good morning, this is G.
Hey, Minister Stacy, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick testimony.
I'm sorry, your phone's fading out and it's like a lot of static, so can you back away from it or adjust it differently?
I just take it off the speaker. It's still static.
Oh, okay.
But I just wanted to share. You know, I'm in school, and because of the first couple of weeks of class, I didn't have my computer, so I'm just behind. I've just been in fear of failing, and then, you know, failing this class. You know, because I'm determined to finish. I'll be finished at December or January. But I thank God for the word, because it was just an encouragement to me that not to be afraid, and that I can do this, that I can. The teacher, I text the teacher, and the teacher, I said, what's the task assignment can I turn in? You know, he said, you can turn as much as you can. He's not going to be full credit, but he'll give me enough, you know, he'll give me credit. So I just thank God for that, because I was just still concerned about getting this schooling done, so like everything is just a challenge, you know, but I just thank God. So, praise the Lord. That's just testimony to me, because I'm going to finish the school, you know.
Amen. I thank God for you, Minister Stacy. Yep, the Lord said we have not because we ask not, so we got to ask for what we need. So I thank God for you. Ask the professor, could you make up? Could you do whatever you could do? And he allowed it. Sometimes fear stops us, like Apostle Donnelly said, but if we just press forward, knowing that God is with us, oh, you know, that fear going to back up and disappear. Well, I thank God for you. Any more testimony? One more testimony. Thank you, Minister. All right, moving right along. Looks like nobody else have testimony, but you know what? I'm just thankful to God for each of you. I thank God for you all coming on weekly. You all are a blessing to us. And it is now prayer time. You know what? Prayer is a powerful weapon against the enemy. And that's how we communicate with our Father. God wants us to communicate with him. He said, pray continuously without ceasing. Talk to him. He's right there. Even when you don't feel his presence, he's always there. He ain't going to never leave you. He never forsake us. He's always with us. So it's prayer time. Press 1. Make your request made known. Nobody got prayer requests this morning. Wow. Oh, wait.
Oh, I got prayer.
All right, hold on. 1 second. Hold on. Let's see. Brother David's on here, and then Minister Stacy. I'm going to get you. Hey, Brother David, how are you?
How are you, Sister Jesus? Fine, beautiful morning that the Lord has made.
Amen. You know I'm praising him right on.
Amen. Amen. Well, I pray for all people to have discernment. With the people that they're dealing with, you know, some people just have a spirit of tearing down and not building. So I just pray for peace amongst everyone, and knowledge for all our family members and friends to get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Amen. You been doing okay, Brother David? How's Sister Donna? I miss her.
Yes, ma'am. She's right here listening. Everybody's been blessed and moving right on under the grace of God. And no complaints. Everything's growing.
Good morning.
Good morning. How is Dante and David, little David?
I think it's going well enough. Dante is here, and David is in Miami.
All right, he's back in school. Praise the Lord. And amen.
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 All right, thank you, Brother David.
Thank you, Sister G.
All right, Minister Donna, you had a prayer request? I'm sorry, Minister Stacy, pardon me, I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Is that you who made a request?
Yeah, pray for my husband having a new job. Let everything go well for us, do everything for our family, to get everybody in place.
So God is shifting
my family. So just my family thing
goes well. Amen. Okay. All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Sister Sherry, my prayer request is that God give me more discernment, that I hear his voice about my situation. And I know that the word says that the Lord uses the foolish things to confound the wise. And, you know, when I'm going through foolishness, I just want to hear the voice of the Lord about the situation.
Me and you both, I understand, Sister Sherry. All right. Praise the Lord. Glad you're on with us. I know your cousin, Apostle Donnelly, appreciated it. That was an awesome message he gave.
Yes, it was awesome. It just blessed my soul.
Mine too. Woo. Now, you guys, you know you can go back and listen to the message later. That text that I sent everybody, look on there and read what it says. It'll tell you how to pull each Bible Storyland episode up. You can pull them up. If you go to Blog Talk Radio and www.blogtalkradio, type in Bible Storyland, Caretha Gantling, you can pull up and listen to any of the, you know, the shows that we've had. So you pull it up today, probably about 15 minutes after this one is over. You can listen to it again. So I praise the Lord for you all. Anybody else? Prayer request. Reba, you got a prayer request this morning, girl? How's Dallas, Texas doing you?
Anything she does, I like.
Karen? Karen?
Yes, ma'am.
You got to remember to mute your phone. All right, Mariba, you're not saying nothing today. I'm going to put you on. Good morning, Mariba.
Good morning.
How are you?
All is well with me.
All right, how's Dallas, Texas treating you?
All is well. All is
good.
Well.
Mm-hmm. And
yes.
Your children?
Prayer request for Deborah. She had a cyst on the stitches there where she had picked something up. And prayer request from Meryl. Yeah, that God will take the alcohol out of the taste of alcohol out of his mouth and just and drugs and just be blessed and that he follow the word of God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. If you already pressed, you can take your request. All right. We're going
to
pray.
I'll do one right quick. We need to pray for the family of that little second grader that brought the Bible to school and that there won't be any ramifications for that.
Okay. Karen, call me later because I never did get to look at that. I was so busy this week.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I want to tell y'all a little quick testimony. I remember teaching in the public schools in New Orleans a few years back. I retired in 2003, so probably around 2000 or so, when the state test came out, the national test came out, you know, like the LEAP, the CAT test, et cetera, I asked my students, I said, are you all afraid of the test? And they said, no. But the way they said it, I knew they were afraid. So I said, you know what? I'm going to tell you all a victory story today. So I told them that same story Apostle Donnelly preached on this morning about David and Goliath. But I didn't say in the name. I just said, you know, there was a young boy, and I said he took care of the sheep, and I said he killed a lion, a bear, and a giant. And they were all raising their hands. I said, hang on. So I said, you know what? If you kneel before God every day and you pray, that God would, you know, help you with the LEAP test, he'll give you victory. Well, the first year I had no problems with that at all. As a matter of fact, the principal at that time, she came in and told a victory story to the children. But the next year I got another principal in. So one day she kept a few of my kids with her, and when they came back, and they were just a smile, and I said, oh, well, what happened? They say, our principal asked us what you were teaching us, Miss Gantling. And we told her, you were teaching us about the Bible. I said, oh, Lord, I'm in trouble now. But anyway, I tell you what, I had about 5 boys that were always giving problems. And so, you know, I was keeping them at recess, and I was doing, but I tell you what, when I started teaching them victory stories, they started bringing their Bibles to class. Now, I never told them to do it, but they were doing it. So they were bringing their Bibles to class, and we had this thing called Drop Everything and Read every day. It's called DEAR, Drop Everything and Read. So during that time, I'd write it, you know, on the board, a reading story they were to read. But I noticed they weren't reading the story. They pulled their Bibles out and start reading. And I said, God, you know, God was doing something in those children while I was teaching them in the public schools. Well, you know, lo and behold, you know my principal called me in because she didn't agree. Well, mainly she called me in because a parent complained. The parent didn't like it because I corrected her child and kept him at recess and, you know, called her about his behavior. So she was upset with me. You know, the devil was just coming at me through her. So I was praying, and I said, Lord, now you just tell me what to say when the principal called me in. But anyway, she didn't want me. She said, I heard you. I'm really upset because I heard you were teaching about the Bible in the classroom and this and that and the other, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, to make a long story short, she did not want me to teach them any more victory stories. So I said to the Lord, you know, sometime later, I said, Lord, you know what? I said, I don't mind teaching children about you, but get me out of combat duty. Get me out of the public schools and let me teach children about you every day. So everywhere I go, you know, I'll teach children about the Lord. So I just thank God for that opportunity. But you know what? Later on, the Lord told me to call that principal and pray for her. And she accepted the prayer, too. I was retired at that time, but evidently something was going on with her. And the Lord said, call her and pray for her. So I did, and she thanked me for it. So, you know, sometimes we do things ignorantly. We don't realize what we're doing when we come against God's people or God. We don't realize it. I mean, all of
That's
us
right.
have come against God. We didn't even know we were doing it. But God
yeah.
gave us mercy. So I thank the Lord that he allowed me to retire. And, you know, recently, like I said, I've been subbing in the public schools. And one day I was in a kindergarten class in this, no, it was a pre-K. They were 3 and 4 year olds. And, you know, I was working with them a half a day. And then another time I went back, they were telling me, Miss G. And they were just telling me something so intensely. I said, oh, praise the Lord. And they said, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It just took me 3 and 4 year olds. I was thanking the Lord for them. But you know what? I could go on testimony after testimony. So, Apostle Donnelly, if you could help me pray, I'm going to pray for Minister Stacy. If you could pray for David Emanuel, I'm going to start off. And if you could pray for discernment, peace, knowledge, and wisdom for David Emanuel and his family and people, you know, God's people. And I'm going to start off praying for Minister Stacy. And if we could take turns praying a quick prayer for them, like a one-minute prayer or less,
okay.
I appreciate it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Minister Stacy. You know she's faithful to come on to Bible Storyland. And, Lord, she's pressing her way to get educated, more knowledgeable, oh God. Lord, I just thank you for her diligence. I thank you for her faithfulness to you, to her family. And, Lord, you know she's a married woman. And I thank you for her husband, oh God. I thank you for the love she has for him, the love she has for her children. And, Lord, I thank you for giving her the strength to complete her schooling, oh God. I bind up Yokoshe, any confusion, oh God, that may try to take hold of her. Mokoshe baka, I bind up distractions. Distractions that would come to try to detour her off the track in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare, Lord God, that she will have order. Mokoshe baka de focus. Mane eku strength. Oh God, you know she has a husband and 3 children. And Father God, she has much to do. But you said to whom much is given, much is required. So, Lord, through you, all things are possible. So, Father God, I thank you. As the children used to say in the Sunday school class, I can do all things. So I decree and declare Minister Stacy can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, who strengthened her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord. Even now, Father God, even as the man of God began to say, God, the discernment, God, I pray even now remove the scales off of the eyes of your people. God, we bind up the spirit of blindness. And God, even now we pray, God, that you release, God, the light, the shine, God, the light that will, Lord, begin to give them insight and understanding and clarity. I pray, God, for the knowledge of you. We pray for the wisdom of you, God, that will rest upon thy people. The people will not not be ignorant to the devices of the enemy. I declare, God, that in this season, God, we will know the tactics. We will know, God, the plans and the plots of the enemy. We overthrow them and dethrone them, God. We declare, God, that the people of God shall rise up, God, into the newness, shall rise up into the wisdom and the knowledge of God, that will rise up, God, that we command the people to rise up and to come forth and come up out of every dilemma, every situation. We say unto them, rise up and live. We say unto you that you are victorious, that in this season every need shall be met. We declare, God, that the spirit of Goliath in this season is bound. We bind up, God, useless worthlessness, God. We bind up, God, that fear of lack and that fear of debt and poverty. We declare that the people will rise up into the newness of prosperity and their increase, God. This is a season, God, if the people, Lord God, obey, as the people be obedient, you said, God, we be faithful with a few things. You'll make us rulers, God, and help the people to be faithful with a few things, God, that we can be rulers, God. Lord, that kingdom come this day, this moment. That kingdom come in the lives, God, of that people, God. It's time for us to be built. It's time for us to build, God, to build communities and build churches and build homes and build the lives and build families, God. Lord, I pray that the people, God, will understand, God, that it's about the kingdom, that we need to advance. God, we need to advance, God, because the world is constantly being revolved, God. Things are constantly, God, being new, God. Help us to understand that we got to come with new thoughts and new ideas and new thinking, God, and new ways. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Help us to understand we got to get rid of the old. Help us to understand, God, we got to think new. We got to think positive, God. We can't look back. We can't look behind, God. We got, Lord God, we got to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. It's time now, Father God, for us to press forward. It's time for us to move forward. It's time for us to let go, God, that we can grab hold and obtain those things which is a set before us, God. Help us to realize, God, that all things, Lord, belongs unto us, God, because heaven and earth belong unto us, God. Lord, everything is in your hand. And because, God, earth and the fullness thereof belongs unto you, God, and they that dwell therein, God, Lord, we realize, God, that these things belongs unto us, God. Help us, God, to obtain those things. Help us to receive those things. God, help us to understand that all things that we need is in us, God. You said now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think of according to the power that's in us. Help us to understand, God, that you're giving us power to get wealth, that you're giving us power, God, to obtain, that you're giving us power, God, all things pertaining to life, God. Lord God, you are giving us the power. You are giving us, Lord God, the authority. Lord, and I pray even now, God, that we'll use our tools, which is the word. Help us to get in the word. Lord, help us to understand, God, that our mind can only be renewed according to the word. Help us to understand everything that we need is in the word, God. Help us to have faith, God. Lord, the enemy have tricked us, God. The enemy have, Lord God, have tricked and fooled us, God. Help us to understand, God, it's in the word, and you have already spoken, God, and you have already said, God, our inheritance is in you, God. Help us to realize, God, that this is the day, God, that you have made, and we should rejoice and be glad, and we should not be weary and well-doing for a new season, God. Lord God, if we wait and be patiently, God, Lord God, we got to understand, God, it's by faith. Help us to be patient, God. Lord God, patience should, Lord God, we thank even now for patience, God. We thank even now, Father God, for this is the season, the time, God. Lord God, that the men of God got to understand, God, Lord, all that you have placed on the inside of us, that is, Lord God, that belongs unto us, everything that you're placed on the inside of us, God, Lord God, that we have the power to obtain, we have the power to get, we have the power to receive, God, it's us, God, and Lord, we pray even now, God, the enemy that's within, God, remove him, God, Lord, we bind and cast out the enemy that's within, that's crippling us and paralyzing us, the enemy that's within is stopping and hinder us, God, no one can hinder to stop us, God, they might come to, Lord God, to delay something, but Lord, they can't stop, God, it's us that's holding us back, it's us that's stopping us. Help us to get, help us to understand that it's Christ in us, which is the hope of glory. Help us to understand, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Help us to understand, God, Lord God, that you have placed everything on the inside of us, God, and we're looking to and fro, and we're looking here, young and there, but help us to understand, it's in the word, which is your step and your approval. Everything is in the word, God. Help us to understand, God, life, Lord God, life, you say your word is spirit and your word is life, Lord, help us to understand, it's in the word, God, we have to speak those things into existence. We have to speak what you have already promised. We have to speak those things into existence. Lord God, we're snared by the words that we'll say. We're snared, God, to help us to change our thinking, our thought. Help us to change, God, the way we view things. Change our mindset. Change our mind, because our mind has been programmed for so long, God. Break the program of our mind, God, and give us a new mind. We bind our mind to God, and we loose the mind of Christ Jesus. Help us to take on the mind of Christ, God, that we can understand, God, all things, God, belongs unto us.
Oh, God, I'm under your shika.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for Apostle Donnelly, oh God. Restore and refresh and renew his strength, oh God. And Father, I thank you for him covering every prayer target, the one for Sherry, the one for Mariba, and the one that Karen requested, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for all of us on Bible Storyland. We thank you, Lord God, for more discernment, being able to hear your voice clear. We thank you for our families, for healing. We thank you, Lord God, for salvation for Merrill, in the name of Jesus, that he would lose the taste, oh God. And Father, we lift up that second grader who was courageous like David, who is able to bring his Bible in the midst of a perverse generation. And we thank you for the strength that you gave that child, oh God. We pray for no repercussions to come upon him, but that you would stand up for his help. Raise that standard for him, oh God. So, Father, we just bless you and honor you right now. We give you praise, thanksgiving, and glory. Well, it's closing time again on Bible Storyland. Let's continually praise and honor God daily. Let's live holy because God is holy. Let's obey God daily when we feel like it and when we don't. God is in the healing business. He heals our soul's diseases. He provides for our needs, and he loves us with all of his heart, soul, and strength. And let us love God back. And how do we love him? By obedience. Let's not try to love him with lip service because he knows our heart. We can't fool God. We can fool each other some of the time, but we can't fool God anytime. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. Don't you remember when he said to Judas, oh, do it quickly? You know, he already knew before Judas knew what was in his heart. God knows what's in our hearts. So let's repent before him, show him love. God will never leave us nor forsake us. May Father God walk with us daily, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Let's love God with all of our strength, with all of our soul, and our might, and let's love each other as God commanded us to. You know, the Bible says we're lying if we say, oh, we love you, God, but I can't stand him, I can't stand her. Oh, no, uh-uh. I say we lying and we say that because we see people, we ain't never seen him. Oh, but, Lord, you know God is so faithful to us. So I thank God today for each of you. I pray you have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Love y'all. Praise the Lord. Thank you all.
Thank you, Steve. I don't know.
B-I-B-L-E, B-I-B-L-E,